It's a syncopated folk song that sounds like heavily processed dirt. This is my narrative to speak softly of it, a legend to write this verse. The tale of tales wagged by rotten breath, bearing dog friends, catchy way that'll fetch the unforgettable story. I'll have it sung with an arrow. The puppy and Gracie, the elderly to Sir Richard, the mighty guardian Ruby, may she live long and protect us all. Of babes we speak of Everly, the future magistrate heiress and bearer of the banner from one James Anderson. The juggling glass, pooling chimpanzee that eats chunks of concrete, but not to be a goddamn dog forgotten. The monotestic letter E in the skies, the cry for how one is to reference the trailblazing canine agency to the shield towering, depowering looms the grandpa domed, who spent his entire life savings to voluntarily wrestle various boulders and traditions thought of olders, building structures from scratch with hands bearing the claws of grizzly paws of bears. And that's where the left foot printed and defined the unrefined and combined minds and mathematically languid and porcupine spine trail to a head of Matthew, the deadpan empath. Cunning linguist, selfless narcissist, silverback of the nerds, a custodian of temple, constructed in a faraway land, homage to the additional dead guys who we bothered, you, the loving posse of grandfather's views, and I named Douglas, the hardest man, Raymond stood as we all began. That's three grandfathers, a company trio, perfectly orchestrated to adorn us with the score she's created for an otherwise world scene forlorn, all made of wrinkles in time of the finest fabric, holding tradition in an ammunition stick. Stitching the lens of focus without deflating from when a goddess ought poke us and drain a collected bloodline together. And for Catherine, the archetype bending, concubined yet mending, surrendered to love never ending without white flags, which I guess means this war is still pending. The matriarch of matriarchs and plainly once with that flashy fellow cold prince was a flirting, wicked, feminine sagira who sees to this keystone measure. Way you threatened yet treasured testament, a playtest event pressed against unrest. This way's the best for an obsessed nest possessed by this guest to tell the rest, no less. The night's greatest story ever told, played in heavenly mother to all who faltered. Once an alien accosted of costumed and delivered telegrams, no dead messenger bound together by an overall excessive acumen for the binding principles of societal respects for only the most critically declared laws of physics, thermodynamics, and overall struggles to think to start a mint, this stint to integrate with such of these laws of nature, mundane fun undone, only by utterances required parapristine restented pattern of sharpened chaos magic, a voodoo to all who never knew, you'll know it now as simply Macumba, and a so-called Macumba, you will be wise to carefully put it away and call it Grok.